Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Huntoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. He has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 20 years to support you when your health matters. It's Dr. Huntoon's intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered by Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. Doc Rick calls that being proactive, and he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from this generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, serving all your healthcare needs naturally in the city of Newburgh and here in the Hudson Valley. And my job is to help you, the listener, understand practical things that you can do for yourselves to improve your health and improve your outcomes in life. I do my best to come here every week and share some information that I feel is important for your health and the health of your family and friends. And when you have questions, I will ask you to go to thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com and click on any of the providers, listen to any of the shows, contact any one of us directly for the answers that you seek to the questions that you have when your health matters. And my direct phone number is area code 845-561-BACK or 561-2225. Or you can email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it certainly would be my pleasure to answer your questions to help you to better understanding with your health and the health of your family and friends. And to help me do that every week is my cohort who's in studio with me. His name is Mark Sabin, and welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Thanks so much, Doc Rick. It's a pleasure to be here. And, you know, each week we're able to come together and have these conversations about health that I think are so enlightening because the perspective that you bring to this is really different than what we typically see out of the medical establishment. Now, you have an approach to health which really takes into account every aspect of a person, not just the biology and the pathologies. So it's important that we're able to have these conversations and look at things from a slightly different perspective, which I am presuming will help our listeners understand things that are impacting their health and help them in terms of looking for different choices that they might make.
We certainly hope so.
Well, you know, one of the things that is pretty universal that, you know, all of us want to live long lives. And even if it's true that no one gets out of this place alive, most of us want to go on for as long as possible.
Yes, that is true. At least in my experience, the people that come to my office, they're interested in extending their lives and in extending the quality of their lives. And I think it is pretty universal that we want to live long lives.
Yeah, and the fear of death, it hovers around most people. But death might not be the most frightening possibility. I mean, losing your health can really mean living with various kinds of loss of function that can be tremendously debilitating.
Oh, absolutely. People with health problems that impact how they do their lives, they're not very happy people. And they're also... want for anything in order to get out of that situation. And when it becomes a desperate cry for help, you know, that's essentially what your body's trying to tell you. You've been doing something the wrong way for too long, and we're just not going to put up with it anymore.
And one of the things that you really try to approach health from is not waiting till it's that late in the game, that to interfere and be proactive about it.
Right, exactly. Being proactive, that's the basis for this show. And everything that I enjoy teaching people about is how to be proactive so that they can have better health outcomes.
Mm-hmm. Now, recently I came across an article about a Chinese herbalist who supposedly had been born in China in 1677. That's before the birth of America. And his life was documented as early as 1827 when he had his 150th birthday. And again, they recorded his 200th birthday in 1877. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
Well, I guess my question is, I have patients whose families continue to celebrate the passing of somebody, and I've never heard of somebody living that long per se, other than in fables and books, and may upset some people. But I believe in the Bible they talk about how Noah lived to be 900
years,
and Moses was 900 plus years. Ultimately, I think it's important for people to just have a general zest for life, and you know, as long as you have a reason to get up in the morning, as long as you have goals, as long as you have things that you want to accomplish, I think that life can go on for as long as you would choose for it to go on.
Yeah, one of the nice things that was in this story about this gentleman, that when he passed, he was telling his students that he had completed all the tasks in this lifetime and was now ready to come home. And I mean, that's just such a sense of inner peace to feel that way at the end of your life.
Well, that's the thing. It shouldn't just be felt at the end of your life. It should be felt every day, and we should have motivations and things that inspire us and drive us, and we should be focused on those things, and we should be happy to have life flow through us. The breath that we take gives rise to life, which is one of the reasons why God makes it free. And having the ability to breathe life in and breathe life out is very, very important for all of us. And when we stop to take the time to appreciate that and just be enamored with just the process of life, then life takes on a whole new meaning and inspires all of us.
It's interesting that you say that the breath is free, but really everything, every resource on this planet that exists is free. The only thing that has made value that we attach money to are the things that we've manufactured out of our human efforts.
Correct.
So now this gentleman had an interesting formula for living such a long life. It's kind of humorous in a way, but it's very simple. It was just one sentence. He said, retain a calm heart, sit like a turtle, walk swiftly like a pigeon, and sleep like a dog. Now, that's a very Chinese kind of approach to life.
It is a Chinese approach to life, having spent some time in China and seen the culture and appreciate the culture tremendously. I guess if I was to look at that, retain a calm heart, sit like a turtle, walk swiftly like a pigeon, and sleep like a dog, I would have to say that essentially what each one of those different animals is doing is committing to their process. And I think that's even more simplistic than this sentence is, mm-hmm. just to commit. Mm-hmm. Commit to whatever it is that you're going to intend to do, just commit to it fully. Mm-hmm. If you're going to sleep, yes, sleep fully. If you're going to mm-hmm. walk, walk swiftly. If you're going to sit, okay. I don't know that turtles sit.
I don't either.
Per se, sitting like humans sit, but no, they do sit. They stay stationary, so
yeah,
I suppose that's sitting.
And retaining a calm heart, I think, is something that we can all benefit from.
Yes.
Now, really the bigger point for us to consider is what it means to have a long and healthy life. And there are plenty of stories about people who live to well over 100 years and remain vibrant throughout all those years. But we live in a culture where people are living longer, maybe 80, 90 years or more, but so many people's last lives are anything but vibrant.
It just becomes a question of when does your body run out of gas and does spirit still hold on to the body, or does spirit let go of the body? And we're finding that, yeah, people are living longer. It's interesting. I have a wonderful woman in my office. She's very proudly 92.
Mm-hmm.
She's not ashamed to tell you her age. And she to look at her, you wouldn't think that she's 92. She's very vibrant. She's energetic. She has great memory. She, talks about incidences that have happened in the office from several years ago. She's just great. And my patient patients who are of that age, et cetera, I tell them every time they're in the office that they inspire me to continue to be active, to continue to be productive in life, wanting to learn, wanting to understand things, and always have a motivation for going on.
That's so true. I mean, in my own practice of doing Tai Chi, I come across practitioners well into their 80s and 90s who are more lithe and flexible than I was when I was in my 30s.
And what does that tell you, Mark?
It tells you got to keep working at it.
Absolutely. It's a practice. It's something that you continually put energy into, and the more you do that, the better you are at it, regardless of what age you're starting.
That's so true. So we need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. But when we get back from the break, I want to talk to you about what you can do to extend both the length and the quality of your life.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Your attention, please. Do you suffer with liver concerns such as arthritis, vision problems, headaches, elevated cholesterol, inflammatory conditions, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, allergies, sugar balancing concerns, or excessive weight? All are indications the liver is overwhelmed with toxins. Call 845-561-2225 and speak to Dr. Richard Huntoon about the doctor-supervised detoxification program. This healthy cleanse will change your life and eliminate your health concerns. Call 845-561-2225. And ask about the doctor-supervised detox program. Return your health balance this spring. That's 561-2225. The doctor-supervised detoxification program, your solution to your liver concerns.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today, Mark Sabin and I are discussing stress and living. I'm sure you got more questions, Mark.
I do. I mean, we were talking so much about long life and wanting to have a long life, wanting to have a fulfilling life, and one that's vibrant all the way through life. And one of the things that even modern medicine is beginning to recognize is that most of the illnesses that we suffer arise out of stress.
Yes, they finally are acknowledging that, which is fascinating. And I guess the interesting thing is knowing that stress is so detrimental to the body and the health and longevity of an individual doesn't stop society from creating more stress.
It certainly doesn't. I can attest to that myself. And one of the great stress reducers that's available to you, and it doesn't cost anything other than your time, is exercise in any form, walking, any kind of exercise.
Yeah, what you say that, you know, it doesn't cost you anything other than time. That's one of the biggest restrictors that people have is we don't seem to, quote, have enough time to get our daily activities done in spite of the fact that life continues to go forward. And regardless of what we get done, life still goes forward.
It does. And, you know, there's the quality of life issue that people sometimes don't recognize. And they're so busy on the, you know, on the rat race, so to speak, that they can't even get off it enough to see, well, there are other qualities of life you could be living.
Yes.
Now, some of the physical practices such as yoga and Tai Chi closely relate to the meditative practices that you see in terms of contemplation. And does that combination of mental and physical aspects increase the effectiveness of their stress-relieving capabilities?
Absolutely, because, we have both mental stress and we have the effects of that, and then we have physical stress and the effects of that. So if there's something that can help to reverse or to offset the stresses, both physical and mental, emotional, then it's a better practice.
And there are so many manifestations of stress, from the emotional stress to negative thinking, from environmental stress to nutritional deficiencies, that we are all subject to them at one level or another.
Well, that's the thing. Health is all about deficiencies. Nutritional deficiencies is the basis for a physical disease. And so when we have some level of deficiency, and we're always going to have some level of deficiency because that's what motivates us and inspires us and catapults us forward is to try and fill in those deficiencies that we perceive, whether they're real deficiencies or perceived deficiencies.
Mm-hmm. And another major contributor to stress is the negative thoughts that are so pervasive in our lives. And I mean, in fact, it seems that in the public realm, there's a constant stream of negativity that's assaulting us on a daily basis. The media promotes both fear and desire. They promote fear by telling us all the terrible things that are happening and have happened or might happen. And then they provoke desire by the constant display of all those shiny objects and shimmering jewels and those beautiful people. And we're taught to want things and to dread things at the same time. So not only is it stressful, but the unattainability pushes our sense of contentment farther and farther away from us.
Yeah, what it does is it's actually very stressful and wearing on the body. And it's like, okay, you can work really, really hard in order to get those shimmering, shiny things. And, you know, but then again, it's like, okay, the fear of not attaining them, or the fear once you have them of something bad happening to them. And so it's a constant push and pull that goes on in within everybody.
So when it comes to fear and desire, are the illnesses that are attributed to those causes considered psychosomatic? And even if they are psychosomatic, aren't the resulting illnesses just as real as the ones that come from pathogens?
Well, yeah, sometimes they're even worse, because a pathogen is something that can be treated directly and can get remedied pretty quickly. Whereas if you got a long-standing thought process and a psychosomatic illness of sorts, because it's got so many tributaries that either feed into it or feed off of it, sometimes it's hard to, quote, surgically excise that from a person's psyche, and it just makes it that much harder for a person to live life. It's why change takes time.
Mm-hmm. And stress, as it turns out, is becoming the biggest headache of the whole mainstream healthcare system these days.
Well, yes, because stress causes sickness. And if anybody has sickness, the first thing you want to take a look at is what in your life is stressing you out. That's one of the questions that I ask everybody that comes into my office is if you had one thing that you could change, what is that biggest thing that's pressing upon you that you would like to eliminate? If I could wave a magic wand and make that disappear, what would it be? And that's when we start to get into really understanding what is the foundational structure associated with their particular imbalance.
I see. Now, I mean, talking about stress, I mean, several days of elevated stress can open up a gastric ulcer. And if you have several years of stress, you can lead to things like diabetes and heart disease.
Absolutely. That's exactly the sense. You know, stress over years is what leads to heart attacks, and stress over years is what leads to diabetes, and stress over years is what leads to cancer. It's not something that happens overnight.
Yeah, it takes a while to generate that kind of stuff. Now, chronic stress, I mean, even if there's not a specific disease, it does decrease your general health, and it lowers your productivity, and then, you know, the prevailing lack of happiness that results.
Yes, and that's the thing. If everybody just chose to be happy, if everybody had a positive outlook in life, things would be much better. We would have much less dis-ease or lack of ease within our lives, and things would flow better, and we would be happier, and society would be happier.
Yeah. And if you read the news about what kind of things are affecting our health, one of the major things that seems at the source of almost every disease is inflammation. And how much of a factor is stress in causing inflammation?
Well, stress in itself, inflammation is a body's response to lack of having the proper ingredients that it needs, whether they're physical ingredients, whether they're chemical ingredients, whether they're mental, emotional ingredients. When somebody doesn't have something, if you don't give the three-year-old what they want, what is their response?
Well, they can have a tantrum.
Right. They get inflamed.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the general sense of what goes on in the body. When the body doesn't have exactly what it needs, you get inflammation. And when you think about all the completely refined and processed foods that we get, they're all lacking in the complete nutrition that the body needs.
And so you're hungry or starving, really.
As a result of that, the body gets inflamed because it's not getting what it needs in order to function properly.
Gotcha. Yeah, gotcha. So now, could we consider that maybe the emotions such as anxiety, fear, and negative thoughts are really the first signs of an illness?
Well, yeah. I mean, realistically, when a person has a thought about something, it's a reaction to what it is that's happening or not happening the way that they want. When we have a negative emotion, it's typically not going the way that we'd like it to, versus when we have a positive emotion, things are going the way that we'd like them to. But it's the ones that cause us not to have the outcomes that we're looking for that are detrimental to what it is that goes on in our bodies.
And since you have told me that symptoms are a sign that you've already lost 60% of your function, these emotions, they don't require you to be symptomatic. So in some way, these emotions might be a better way to observe earlier in a process that something is not in balance.
Right. And so when I work with my patients and the people that come to see me, there's always going to be some aspect of their care that's going to take a look at what's going on within them emotionally.
Mm-hmm. It makes perfect sense. Well, this is a great conversation. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to finish out this show with some other questions about stress and what we can do.
Absolutely. But please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You're listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Your attention, please. Do you suffer with kidney concerns such as high blood pressure, heart palpitations, dehydration, low back pain, fluid retention, swelling, and constipation? All of these can develop when there are too many toxins affecting the kidney. Call 845-561-2225 and speak to Dr. Richard Huntoon about the doctor-supervised detoxification program. This healthy cleanse will change your life and eliminate your health concerns. Call 845-561-2225 and ask about the doctor-supervised detox program. Return your health to balance this spring. That's 561-2225, the Doctor Supervised Detoxification Program, your solution to your kidney concerns.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located in Newburgh, New York. And today we're talking about stress and living and how stress impacts our lives and what you can do. And Mark, I'm sure you have more questions.
I do. You know, ancient medicine is classified as holistic because it takes care not of only the physical body, but also the psyche as well as a person's lifestyle. And that method allows one to remove the cause of the illness rather than merely treating the symptoms and therefore stopping it from reappearing.
Absolutely. And it makes the most amount of sense to me, which is why I practice that way and why I try to empower people by sharing what it is that I practice and giving them different avenues that they can take with regards to their health. Ultimately, it's their choice, but I would hope that anybody who wants to improve their lives wants to look at all aspects and all facets of their health in order to improve it.
Well, in light of what you just said, you know, what are some of the methods that you employ in your practice to help people deal with stress?
It all comes back to balanced living, which means eating quality food, drinking quality water, breathing quality air through your belly as opposed to chest breathing. Have quality relationships, enjoy your work and your life. And when any of those are out of balance, we encourage and instruct how to restore balance. And when you notice that they're out of balance, it's already a little bit too late. That's the time where you want to pick up the phone and you want to get some advice. And the nice thing is that the ones who are long-term patients in my office, they now know what to do. It's just the aspect of the health that they can't do for themselves, which is what keeps them coming back to the office. And whether it's once every 3 weeks or once every 5 weeks or somewhere around there, they come in and they're like, okay, I'm here for my, quote, hun tune-up, if you will. And they're there to just take care of that aspect of their lives so that little things don't get bigger and they stay on top of things. And they're the ones controlling it. And that's the way health should be.
And so much of what you deploy in your office is things that people do for themselves. It's not a matter of having medical intervention. But that idea of keeping the hun tune-up, as you call it, that you regularly come in on a schedule, or maybe it's not a schedule, but you come in with some regularity to just get those things that you can't quite control yourself and get a little bit of help with that.
Correct.
Now, one of the things you mentioned there was relationships, and relationships can sometimes be quite stressful. And the other thing is that it's easy sometimes to take out some of the frustration that we might be feeling on those closest to us. So how do you recommend helping the communication you have with those closest to you when you're experiencing stressful times?
Well, we need to appreciate that we are not responsible for others' feelings. Feelings are a personal choice. Communication through, people having difficulties in how it is that they're feeling is a little bit more challenging, though. Both parties should not feel like there is any blame or responsibility of how the other person feels. Now, we can be sensitive to how one feels, communicate how feeling that way is not acceptable, and what can be done to change that in this person's life. Communicate compassionately and offer advice or ask the person to come up with a solution that works for them and be supportive of their choice. That's the kind of communication that we need more of in society, but at the end of the day, you know, it's not my responsibility for how you feel, because your feelings are a personal choice, just like my feelings are a personal choice, and I shouldn't make others responsible or hold others accountable for how I'm, quote, choosing to feel.
I mean, that is certainly an important perspective to have. I mean, one of the things that it seems that when you're in those heightened emotional states, when you're in a particularly stressful moment, or if you're having a fight with a loved one, a lot of times that's not really the best time to resolve the situation. And a lot of times you need to wait till things calm down so that you can actually then review what happened and come to a different kind of understanding.
Right. And what's important is to recognize the fact that when things are starting to get out of control, just have a general agreement between the parties that if they're starting to get out of control, okay, we're both going to walk away at this moment in time. We're both going to be more reflective and get a sense of what is our true intention here, because most of the time the things that we bicker about and get upset over, they don't matter 5 minutes after they're over, and they're not really life-altering circumstances. And
true.
So that's essentially what I do the best to do in my life and encourage others to also do in their lives.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know, one of the most changeable stressors that we have that we can actually address is our diet. So what happens when you start to change the way you eat?
Well, I can tell you that what's important is that you pay attention and that you do things incrementally. You know, when we go to extremes and we change everything about our diet, we stop eating everything that we were eating before, that in itself can be a stress. And sometimes that's not a bad way to go. But the general tendencies are that the people who get the greatest amount of change within themselves over time are those who become conscious eaters, and they change things consciously a little bit at a time. You know, maybe they start with breakfast every day, and then maybe they move on to dinner or possibly lunch, or maybe they move on to what they're snacking on during the day. And it's just create incremental changes to slowly get to your goal. And, you know, if we're trying to get to California, we have to understand that there's going to be some resistance as we cross this great nation of ours. And, you know, there are mountains and valleys that we have to go through, and don't let go until you get to your goal.
Mm-hmm. So part of that advice is simply to be able to take time and not see this as something that has to have an instant solution.
Correct.
Now, there's more to your relationship with food than just the ingredients you ingest. I mean, aren't there healthful benefits to the way you eat? For instance, sitting down at the table and having conversations?
Yes, it's important for when you're going to sit down to eat, you want to sit down to eat. You want to have gratitude for the food that you're consuming and be thankful for the fact that it's going to nourish your body to its highest level of health possible. The conversations that you want to have while you're eating should be pleasant conversations, reflective conversations, but you know, you don't want to get into anything that's too intense or too emotional, because then that associates the food with the emotion, which your body will respond with some sort of allergic response over time.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is a great conversation, and unfortunately we're running out of time for today's show, but it's so important to realize that there are things that you can do that don't require any kind of pills or surgery or medical intervention to deal with the stress in your life. And, you know, we're not answering everybody's questions here on the show, but you make yourself available to people. So if they have a question about their own particular situation that they'd like to ask you, what's the best way to reach you?
They should either call the office directly at 845-561-BACK or 561-2225, or they should email me directly at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And it certainly would be my pleasure to help you to better understanding. You maintain the basics of breathing through your belly, drinking the right amount of water, eating quality food, having quality relationships, you know, getting quality sleep, and having quality exercise, and your health will turn around. And if you need guidance, if you need some support, if you need somebody to champion you through your changes, I'm happy to do that for you. I want to thank you for tuning in this week. Please tune back in next week. Same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I look forward to supporting you when your health matters.